Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Theater Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, and travel expert. And with me is...
I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, fifth cheetah girl. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. Ding. Heyo. Yeah. We're Al John list this week, so if our cues are a little slow, bear with us. But today we have a lot of news. Yes, Kristen is handling it. She's got it under control.
We think.
I know.
Okay.
We have a lot of news today. Do you want to jump right in?
Oh, yes. Let's start off with the big news that was launched earlier today that everybody's going to be excited with. And that is all day park hopper access is coming back.
Woo.
Yes. So beginning January 9th of 2024, guests with a ticket with the park hopper option or an annual pass will be able to once again visit another park without it being 2 o'clock or later. It will have any time of the day. Of course, this is going to be subject to capacity limits, which is nice, because that going to a park and then having to wait until 2 p.m. to go to the next park is just not ideal.
No.
I don't know about you, but there's been many a times that I have gone to a park and been like, whoa, there's way too many people in this park today. I am going to go somewhere else and park back to another park.
Yeah. And also sometimes I start at a park and then I go, I would really like fish and chips for lunch.
That too. Yeah. Cause otherwise then you have to wait till dinner time.
Exactly. You have to wait till that 2 o'clock. And sometimes I want it at 11:30. So this is great. I'm excited. Very happy that this is back. And it looks like there's even more stuff going on.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, coming, just so everybody knows, coming January 9th at 2024, as we just mentioned, all-day park hopper access will be back. Also, theme park reservations no longer required for date-based tickets. And then the Disney dining plans will be once again available for Disney Resort Hotel guests as part of a package. So... that is very exciting.
Definitely excited about that. Also, it says pass holders good to go days will begin in January as well. So theme park reservation calendar will be updated periodically and will show pass holders select days when they may visit a Walt Disney World theme park without needing a theme park reservations.
Which will be nice.
Yes, definitely.
I'm a fan of reservations and all this. It's too much planning for me.
Yeah, you know, you can't always predict.
No, and I don't know. When I go, sometimes I just like to wing it because I've been enough times that I don't need to plan things as such. Now, with two little ones, of course, now we do plan things a lot more than we used to just because they're not as easygoing as adults are.
Yeah.
So What's the other bit of news we've got, Kat? What
Well,
you've got?
we talked a little bit last week about price increases, and we're seeing even more price increases. Starting with some restaurants at Walt Disney World, Be Our Guest at Magic Kingdom has increased its prefix from $67 to $70, and for kids, $39 to $41. Cinderella's Royal Table has changed their price up $65 to $69, and kids from $39 to $42. And even more than that for dinner, $79 to $84, and $47 to $49 for kids. Crystal Palace has also increased their prices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with Usher House, which I always pronounce wrong. So if that's wrong, sorry, I'm not sorry. Garden Grill has also upped their prices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with Hollywood and Vine, Tusker House at the Animal Kingdom, Cape May Cafe at Beach Club, Chef Mickey's at the Contemporary. And
Some
I'm sure.
are more than, I don't know. I feel like when you're jumping $7,
Yeah.
that's
It's a lot. It's a
yeah.
lot. It's a lot. Yeah. And I'm sure it's just the second wave. We're gonna see a lot more price increases because along with these restaurant increases, we also found out today that park tickets, along with annual passes at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland, will be increasing exponentially.
Terrible.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
But before we get into a little bit more of that Disney news for you, let's talk about some travel deals. Right now, you can book early and you'll save more. And that is over at the Walt Disney World Resort. You can save up to 25% on stays most Sunday to Thursday nights from January 9th through February 22nd when you book by December 15th. If you book book by December 15th, you can save up to 30%, and that's going to be most nights February 25th through March 24th. You will continue to save after December 15th, but your prices are going to be more. Your discount's not going to be quite as big. So book early, save more money, because that's what we all need is more money in our pockets,
Truth.
not less at Disney.
Yes. How can people? Did you already tell them about your email?
No, they can
No.
they can
Oh my
contact
God.
me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Yes, good. I was like, wait a minute. She didn't say that, did she? Did
No,
she have a stroke?
I didn't.
Probably. All right. What about this next thing, Kristen,
I
about
know
Downtown Disney?
we've got lots of news that came out today.
So much news.
We're recording Wednesday night, so it came out today, but you're hearing about it, tomorrow. So four new dining options have been revealed for the new Parkside Market, which is coming to downtown Disney over at Disneyland. Let's see. So we have Soul Sister, which is the fast, casual, modern eatery that will serve Korean forward menu based on BBM BAP. I'm having problems talking today.
It's okay, Bib and Bop.
Thank you. Korean rice bowls with a California twist. This is from Executive Chef Kelly Kim. She's gonna showcase bold Korean flavors through marinated meats, colorful vegetables, and savory sauces over rice noodles or salad. There will also be appetizers in Asian-inspired breakfast menu. Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Yum.
And handcrafted drinks, of course. Also, Sip and Saunder. This is from founders Amanda Jane Thomas and Shanita Nichols. It is a Black women-owned brand that has been recognized as one of the best cafes in LA by the LA Times. At Sip and Saunders, you're going to enjoy signature lattes as well as fresh treats, frozen drinks, and Caribbean inspired bites. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that. I like me some Caribbean food.
I've never heard of this, and I'm in LA, and I've never heard of this. So I'm like, where is it? Oh, it's in Inglewood. Okay, all right, cool.
Coming up next, do you want to talk about Gigi's Chicken Shop?
Obviously. It's from Boca Restaurant Group and was founded by James Beard, award-winning restaurateurs Rob Katz and Kevin Boehm, alongside Michelin star chef partner Lee Wolin, named for Wolin's grandmother, no, just regular mother, Jerry. The shop will serve as a family-friendly menu of chicken sandwiches, salads, and classic dinner table sides. The first brick and mortar opened in Chicago earlier this year, and this location will be the first on the West Coast.
That sandwich looks good.
Yeah. Definitely. Pickles.
I was going to say, it looks like lots of chicken and lots of pickles.
I'm into pickles.
Me too.
Also, a second story bar will be an alfresco spot offering great views to sip signature craft cocktails and mocktails from mixologists who infuse, metal stir, shake, and swizzle the freshest mixes using local ingredients and artful garnishes. Selections will include frozen lemonades, frosés, or Martino, espresso martinis, shareable cocktails, and spirit-free elixirs.
I don't know why I like the word elixir.
I like the word elixir too. It's fun to say.
Wow.
So it's going to be cool.
There's going to be a new stage and lawn for special events, activities, musical entertainment, and more. Nice. I like that.
I think it's going to be really cool. This, and then also, of course, Din Tai Fung is coming, Paseo and Centrico, and Porto's Bakery and Cafe are still to come. So hopefully soon we'll see some of those construction walls going down, because there's a lot of construction walls at downtown Disney right now.
You know, this makes me think of when downtown Disney transformed into Disney Springs.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like all these restaurants, and they were all bringing something different and fun, and I'm excited about this.
Me too. They need more options down there for sure. It's going to be great.
Soul Sister, really. I'm like that, the picture of the bowl that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my, I have a feeling that's going to be the first place I try when I head out.
Definitely. Definitely.
We ready to head to the other coast?
Yeah. Well, actually, first, I did get to enjoy a meal at Tiana's Palace. Would you like to hear about it?
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about that.
I'd heard some not so promising things. And I will say that the only reason I had this meal was because I went to order a lobster roll from Harbor Galley and it was no longer on the menu for a short period of time, which gave me a small heart attack. I was very upset. It's back on the menu. It was just shortage. So no one freak out like I did. But I did have the muffaletta sandwich. And I got the plate with the little lotus cup that comes with the beignet. Obviously, I didn't have the beignet. The sandwich was fine. I ate the guts.
Of course.
Didn't have the bread, but I ate the guts. And it was basically like four pieces of mortadella and some olive tapenade, which really you can't go wrong. But I asked for extra pickles because they serve it with a side of like a giant helping of pickles. And the pickles were very good. They were like spicy, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
They were good. They were good. On the online to order, mobile order, it was a 7-hour wait. But I went there and I just walked in. So even if it says it's 7 hours on the thing and you want to try it, I would suggest going over there and just poking your head in, because, yeah, there was really no line when I went, which is nice. But yeah, I would recommend the muffuletta. I haven't tried anything else. I think the other thing I can have there is like the shrimp and grits, and it was like 110 degrees, and that just did not sound good.
No.
So maybe we'll try something else next time. But it was really beautiful inside. It was gorgeous.
That's good. So,
7.5 out of 10.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
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 Especially when you can't eat the bread.
Yeah, exactly.
How did the bread look? Did the bread look like it would be good? Oh,
it looked like it would be delicious. It was like fluffy and it had like toasted sesame seeds on top.
Nice.
It looked like it would be really good. And had the sandwich had like a little bit of like a vinaigrette mix on it.
Yeah.
And it was like soaked into the bread. So I'm sure that that was delicious. But I couldn't have that part.
Yeah.
So.
Aw.
But the part I could have was quite good.
That's an important part.
Yeah, exactly.
What you're eating. The part you eat is the good part.
Exactly. I will say, as I was waiting to get served, they were filling the little beignets with the filling stuff they put in it. And
yeah.
It looked very sad.
Oh, no.
Like, you know how a Mickey beignet looks like fluffy and delicious?
Yeah.
And like sugary and special? It was like flat and it looked a little wet. And I was like, that doesn't look appetizing at all.
No.
So if someone else has had it and says it's delicious, please let us know, because I will never find out. But the way that it looked, if I could find out, I probably wouldn't have wanted to.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it was weird. But yeah. Shall we go to the East Coast?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Over at Disney's Animal Kingdom, starting October 11th, which is today, or when you're listening to this, it will be yesterday.
Yeah.
There are new bites that you can enjoy. And the pictures of all of this food, I'm going to tell you, look amazing.
Yeah.
And if I was used to doing all these things, I'd show you the pictures of it. But I'm not used to doing all the things. So.
Okay. It's all right. We got this.
So over at Harambe Market, which is the open air quick service location, you will be able to enjoy a variety of new rice bowls. There is a chicken and shrimp rice bowl, a chicken rice bowl, and a shrimp rice bowl. Each dish features jollof rice with kachumbari, tomato salad, and tzatziki sauce. You can choose between tremoli marinated chicken or peri peri marinated shrimp, or both to top it off. They also have a new kids version, which is a shrimp and rice bowl with the peri peri marinated shrimp, white rice, and served with cuties marinated orange. Also, there is a beef and lamb kofta pita. They're saying this is a must try because it combines house-made beef and lamb kofta with a deliciously refreshing tzatziki sauce, tremoli, and house-made chips. That will be amazing. And if you need a plant-based option, they do have one of those. Of course, it's impossible. And it's accompanied by a plant-based aioli, tremoli, and house-made chips as well. If you're looking for a salad, they have a Harambe salad with chicken. It's got tremula marinated chicken with quinoa, grilled corn, black-eyed peas, and crispy chickpeas topped with a tasty tremula herb vinaigrette. You can also get it with shrimp if you'd rather. And if you're looking for dessert, they have a mango passion fruit cheesecake. Wow.
Ooh. I'm glad they are updating these menus. I feel like Harambe hasn't been updated since they got rid of the different stalls.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm talking about? It's been a long time.
Yeah. I liked it when they had each of the places had different.
Yes. So did I. So did I.
It was like they did something and then they went, nah, why is this so complicated for ourselves? Let's just be easy. Nobody will notice.
Exactly. We noticed. I noticed.
Okay, Kat, what else is going on?
Well, if you are a fan of breakfast, you could try the stuffed pancake sandwich. It has sausage, guava paste, egg, and cheese. If you don't like guava, you can get it without it. So don't worry.
That's good to know.
Yes. And it will be available at Drinkwalla, Pongo Pongo, and Trek Snacks, and select outdoor vending carts. You can also get some new breakfast items at Kusafiri Coffee Shop and Bakery. Joining the menu there is an egg bacon croissant sandwich with tomato pepper relish.
Mm.
It's a croissant with cheese omelet, crispy bacon, and tomato pepper relish served with potato barrels or tater tots for those uncultured swine like me. You can also try the breakfast tachos with egg, bacon, and cheese. It combines those barrels with scrambled eggs, nacho cheese sauce, cheese curds, and crumbled bacon. And for your plant-based needs, the plant-based Impossible Gatsby fills a pita pocket with plant-based peccadillo, tomato pepper relish, and crispy potato sticks, and on top has a plant-based tomato aioli.
Hmm.
Or you could try harissa chicken wrap, which brings together harissa chicken salad with vegetables, avocado spread, and is rolled in a spinach tortilla. All of those are both served with house-made chips as well.
I want to know why they're calling them potato barrels. I get it, calling them that over in Toy Story.
Sure.
But when you're outside of Toy Story, aren't they just tater tots?
I feel like, is tater tots copyright?
They used to call it tater tots. Like, who? If somebody copyrighted it, I want to know who and how they did that.
It is. It's a registered trademark of Orida.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess if they say tater tot on the menu, they probably have to pay for the rights or be using an Orida product.
Wow. Who knew?
You heard it here first. You heard it here first, kids.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Not me.
I know that I want to hear about this next thing.
Oh my god. Tell me about it. I know, right? This
stuff. It looks like a tiny mountain.
Over at Pongo Pongo. Oh my gosh. You will be able to get a new cinnamon roll. It is just beautiful. Instead of being like your everyday looking cinnamon roll, this one kind of looks.
It's a parade float.
It's just, I don't know how, it kind of looks like a Christmas tree.
Yes, it's very elegant.
It's got this like a beautiful pouring of the cinnamon icing on it with beautiful pearls and blue and white sprinkles. It's so pretty.
And I love it.
I want to eat it. It looks like if you made a cinnamon roll and you put too much of it into like a little muffin tin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. And I know this isn't about Christmas or anything, but this feels like when they have the Christmas characters come out, the like little white puppets.
It would be,
you know, perfect. What I'm talking about?
Yeah, it'd be perfect for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
With the colors.
Definitely.
Just anybody who wants to celebrate winter. Blue and white just makes me think winter snow.
Truth. Truth.
I'm not ready for that. Good thing we don't get much of it where we are.
Get it for a whole month this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, you like this next place too, don't you, Kristen?
I do.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So they have the Impossible Burnt Ends. Of course, plant-based, paired with fries and coleslaw on the side. If you'd rather have are more of a French fry fan, then you can get French fries with pulled pork and cheese. I like that. I do like pulled pork in
general.
I'm like, I don't know about it being liquid cheese.
Yeah, it is a little, it's a little chemical cheesy, but I bet it tastes delicious.
Yes. You know, I was disappointed though that they, again, they don't have, like, they got rid of the pumped, you know, the pumped barbecue sauce. So they don't have spicy barbecue sauce I love anymore.
Oh. Could you ask for
that?
That
makes everything better. You get the little condiment things in the, you know, the little single serving.
Not the same.
No, it's not the same. Well, also over at Pizzafari, they've updated their menu as well with a plant-based Italian sausage that you can get served alongside with a side salad with Italian dressing. Another option is the antipasto side salad. I like me some antipasto.
So do I.
That looks really good. Like, I'll go in there just to get that.
Looks like it has artichoke hearts and olives and tomatoes and maybe some, like, mozzarella.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Sounds like what I had for lunch today, to be honest with you. But I'd try that.
No, but I know what you're really going to want to try. What's next?
Yes. Tamu Tamu Refreshments, one of my favorite places. They have four new stacks. First up, Dole Whip Orange Soda Float with strawberry syrup on top. Yes, please. Pineapple, strawberry, and orange flavors. I'll take it. You can also get the classic Dole Whip Float there. You can also get a Dole Whip Float with Parrot Bay Coconut Rum. I almost said Carrot Bay. But it's not Carrot Bay, it's Parrot Bay, and I can read. Or you could try the Dole Whip Hard Cider Float, which has Dole Whip and Ace Pineapple Craft Cider.
I bet that's pretty good.
One of each, please.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't really drink a lot of ciders, but I like that pineapple one. They have it at, was it Flower and Garden? I think it's Flower and Garden with the violet lemonade.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It is. And I'm with you. I don't really like ciders either, but that's not very good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Still mad about Mr. Kamal's fries, Disney. But this stuff also sounds delicious.
I will say that that little stuffed pancake sandwich looks interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's not what you like, not what you would envision from like hearing the description.
Yeah.
Because it looks, I'm trying to think of how to explain that.
I'm wondering it, what the texture is like, because it looks like it would be cornbready.
It does. It does look
right?
Like cornbread. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's because the way the top looks.
Yeah. So I'm like, is it, what's the, I want to know what the texture is.
I don't know, but this makes me hungry.
I love breakfast. Breakfast food is superior to all other foods.
I like breakfast for dinner.
Yes.
I am very much a breakfast for dinner person.
Any time of the day, I'm in.
Well, I think we've covered everything, right?
I think so.
So, thanks so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You are the reason we do this show. So please support us by sharing and giving us 5-star reviews. That helps us so much. Other ways that you can support us is go over to Spotify and become a supporter there, or you can shop our links, especially right now. It's getting to be closer to that time of year to do that shopping. So Amazon, Disney Store. If you're visiting Walt Disney World, we've got Kingdom Strollers and Garden Grocers for you there. You can find them in the show notes or at diningatdisney.com. Kat, tell everybody where they can find us.
Of course. You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. Check out our sister podcast, the wonderful Skull Rock podcast with Dave Bosser and Al John, talking about pop culture with the Disney creative and world-renowned author. We'll love the Skull Rock podcast. You can also listen to my podcast, which will eventually have new episodes someday. It's called Eat the Pictures. It's wherever you can find podcasts. So Skull Rock podcast. So just add them to your queue right now. Go ahead. We'll wait. Just kidding. Dining at Disney can be found on all your social media sites and at diningatdisney.com, of course. But if you haven't already, go and join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found and listened to at srsounds.com, or just go ahead and download their app. Their app is really wonderful. It's easy to use. I use it all the time. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.